to lead us in the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get to the agenda, I want to welcome the youth and government students to our administration committee meeting. And I assume you'll be at the full board meeting in later this month.
Yes, sir. That is the plan.
Need a motion to approve the minutes of the September 8 meeting. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Any grievances, Nate? No grievances. Department requests. We'll start with Wendy, Real Property Tax Service.
Batteries here. I was kind of confused. Today I'm coming to ask for authorization to correct the term of the contract with STG. The term is actually a four-year term from January 1, 2019 to December 31st, 2022. And I must have misstated the number of years in the original approval.
Second.
Any questions for Wendy? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Purchasing, Andy.
Good morning. I have three, I have three bids that I'd like to award today. Did you folks get copies of the tab sheets? If you did, it would be a multiple, would recommend multiple award for all three bids. Polyethylene bags would be Central Poly and Interboro on a line item basis, as well as the custodial paper products. We had four vendors. Each of the vendors had some low pricing of items, so I'd recommend award to as it's shaded. And then the printing bid, as you can see, the majority of them went to Image Now, but that would also be a multiple award bid. So that's pretty much all I got for you folks today.
Any questions for Andy? Hot topic.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thanks.
Personnel, Nate.
Good morning. Okay. First off, we're going to talk about community services. I'd like to ask for a reclassify a senior stenographer position that has become vacant to a principal clerk position. They are the same grade, so there's no money difference. This is a situation where when a position, especially a fairly dated title like that, comes vacant, we look at it, look at the duties to see where we can classify it into a more used and a more updated title. So that's essentially what we're doing here.
Second.
Are we filling that, Nate?
That's the intent, yes.
Any questions for Nate? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And next, and I'll let Jack jump in if he would like to, but we're asking to add a conflict offender in the conflict offender's office.
You'll remember the public safety meeting, and actually we mentioned that we were waiting on the contract. The next day we got the contract, so we actually have assurances that we're going to get paid for this position.
What's the wage on that?
I think midpoint's around 75.
Yeah.
The problem is finding something.
That's been the problem traditionally with any of these, but.
We have space for it. Nobody said.
Yeah, we have space.
Yes. Yeah.
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any other questions for Jack or Nate? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you much.
Next up, Jack.
Yeah, so two items, the management salaries we'll discuss in executive session, but first, speaking with the chairman, we sent around a month ago, maybe a little bit more, the Bonadio audit on the elections department, and just wanted to, you know, highlight some of the findings there and bring it up in case there were items that you wanted to discuss. Bonadio and our elections folks, Vicky and Kelly and their staff did a great job. You know, very clean, I think, audit in terms of, you know, our controls. I think it found our controls very favorably in their spot testing. It obviously showed that, you know, we have difficulties, not unlike others, in attracting poll workers. The number of poll sites, you know, there were some recommendations about looking at consolidation. You know, there are a few kind of internal about ballot storage, those sort of things. The budget, you know, seemed okay. Obviously, a lot of the spot testing showed significant increases in the 2020 numbers, which is not unusual what everyone else saw based on election participation. And, you know, then there was discussion about comparable counties in terms of a number of different metrics, and then staffing and compensation of the department. So that's about the highlights of it. Didn't know if anyone had any questions specifically about it. We could certainly, you know, if you had questions that Bonadio needed to answer, we could certainly take them back to them, or if there was any discussion points that you wanted to hit. But those were the highs and lows, and I think, you know, a worthwhile effort. It shows that the folks in elections are doing a great job in terms of controls.
Any questions?
Does that have a comment?
Most of these studies we put out there, these like come in and do a survey of what's happening. In this situation, they've done a survey as far as salaries. We have a management grid study that's sitting out there, so we're paying for this twice. It always bothers me about these reports, because that's not what they were hired to sit out there and deal with. So just a comment.
You're done.
You get
you're
a
done
new
for
one.
The day. You're done for the day, John.
So I would comment on that, because I guess I was not necessarily saddened, but I was a little surprised when I read through the report, I don't know, a couple month and a half ago or whenever we got it. Because I thought they were coming in to actually validate the accuracy of the elections and validate the process. And it turns out they're, and they quoted it correctly, because Jack pulled up the quote and read through it. It turns out what their intent was when they come in is to just look at the entire process, analyze it, and then compare it to others, which wasn't what I thought we were paying for. But nonetheless, we got the report. What's that?
Have you responded to them?
No, I just asked Jack why it wasn't more based on accuracy or validating the elections. And he said, well, you're right, but based on what they quoted, that's not what they were planning on doing.
And
we didn't catch that. I guess I didn't catch that reading through their quote.
There was, you know, obviously, especially towards the end, there was a lot of that sampling, but in terms of the overall report, it's not clearly the focus of the report. So I kind of had the same initial look, but, you know, with the spot checks and the other things that they did and looking at the registered voters, those who died and how they're removed and things like that, they did essentially what they said they would do, but it was not the majority of the report, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? So the next item, management salaries, we need to go on executive session.
Yeah, I guess two items. For executive session one, well, I guess it's all
personnel,
employment and compensation of particular individuals.
Need a motion to go into executive session?
Second.
Is there a second to go into?
Oh, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're in executive session. Yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now we're back in open session. Okay. Don't get
this people. Oh, I forgot what the agenda was.
We're in open session. So we need a motion to issue an RFP for the information.
Public relations. Yeah.
I'll move it. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. If there's nothing else, we need a motion to adjourn.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Meeting's adjourned.
Take a pick.